In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
How good is Washington? How big is the challenge tonight?
Washington has played really well, in particular the quarterback. Jaden Daniels has been fantastic this year. I still think they're missing some pieces, especially in the trenches. I think they're going to struggle in most of the physical matchups that they play teams. But they're a very good football team, and Dan Quinn is a great coach, and Cliff Kingsbury has them running a Chip Kelly-esque offense, which is interesting to watch, even though it's evolved a lot since then. And Jaden Daniels is playing at a very high level, and they're playing well enough that if you don't play really well, they're going to beat everybody, right? Anybody that plays and doesn't play up to their capability, Washington's going to win, and they're better than the majority of the teams in this league. I think Philadelphia, when we play at our best and the players that we have, I think that we are, quite frankly, the better team. But I think Washington has been more consistent throughout the season. So Philadelphia's heating up these last couple weeks. We're really starting to come on. The defense is playing fantastic.
Yep.
Offensively, it feels like we're finding that identity that everybody, I think, has been looking to see. And,
which is what? Run the ball as the primary? Is that the identity?
I think it's run the ball. Be a physical offense. Run the ball. Force them to stop the run, stack the box, and take these shots down the field. And
do you expect more stacking of the box? Because I tend to think it will happen because the Eagles' rushing attack hasn't yet been stopped this transformation. And
The problem is, do you stack the box and leave A.J. Brown one-on-one, or do you let death by 10 runs?
Right.
So, to me, I don't know what I would do. And I think that's the beauty of the talent that the Eagles have, is there's no matter what you do, you're going to be giving up some type of leverage to the offense and to the playmakers on the Eagles. So I don't know that, I think Dan Quinn has, throughout his tenure, been a single high safety zone coverage team, and I don't anticipate that to be any different. They play a lot more five-man fronts than they used to, and he started doing that in Dallas. And I think that they will have to go to that to try and stop the run, especially with the guys that are missing interior. Jonathan Allen's out. I think that they're going to have to try and stop the run, and while also not giving up big plays to these receivers on the field.
No question. All right, Jason with us here for an hour. Reminder, 8 o'clock today, we give away tickets to this big game. Eagles in Washington, those tickets coming up in 22 minutes.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, on a big game day show, let's go to Chris right now. Chris, good morning, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Chris.
Is Jason still on?
I am. I'm here, Chris. Sorry. I was waiting for you.
Oh, Jason. Oh, my God. Talk about a memorable moment for me. Today is day one of my bachelor party. And I'm
awesome.
The bachelor party.
There we
go. I'll be in that parking lot.
That's a heck of a bachelor party.
Dear.
You're starting now?
Oh, dear. It's a great response.
You're starting right now, Chris, for your party? Yeah. Like, make sure you pace yourself.
Chris, you're going to be out by 7 o'clock tonight, man. You're not making it to game time.
I am. I'm heading to work, but I'm heading straight from work. I actually live in Long Island, New York, but I'm been an Eagle fan my whole life, so I'm dragging the New Yorkers to Philly tonight for the game.
Good man.
But I wanted to ask, fitting, Jason, and this is good to ask you this.
Yeah.
This whole philosophy on defense now and all these teams do it, and I know you were just talking about Quinn going a lot of one high, but a lot of this philosophy on defense is now putting six men in the box.
Yeah.
And my concept is you have an amazing quarterback that can dink and dunk you. He's going to be death by a thousand paper cuts through the air.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like it's built to beat up on bad quarterbacks, but it's also built to get roasted by the good ones.
Man, Chris, I love what you're saying right now. I think that the too high soft coverages have really been designed to give up small plays underneath and make teams put together long drives with minimal mistakes. And it's hard to do that consistently over the course of the game, limited big plays. I do think that that works very well against bad quarterbacks and bad teams, although most defenses work well against bad quarterbacks and bad teams.
Right.
But I do think that good quarterbacks, you know, we've seen it throughout the years. I remember playing Derek Carr, and he like one incompletion.
It was like 91%,
right?
Or something like that.
That was brutal, that game.
I think the best coaches that are doing this right now are playing these soft coverages while also combining it with extreme aggression, whether it's in blitzing whilst maintaining a shell behind it, or in those guys are looking like it's soft, but they're playing very aggressive in those zones. And I think there are teams that are doing that really well. This was kind of, I don't know, I feel like everybody was doing this one high zone defense for a long time in the NFL. And then people needed an answer for the Chiefs, quite frankly, with Tyreek Hill and all these guys. And they, how do we stop these guys? And they started playing these quarters, too high looks. Tampa Bay beat them in the Super Bowl. Yeah. And that's kind of how they stopped all that stuff, where they're playing a little bit more aggressive, but playing more guys in the back end. And it feels like the league has gone more to that system. But as with everything, it always goes in cycles. Like now teams are finding out more plays to beat those coverages, to get easy completions, while also, you know, running screens and different things to create big plays down the field. And now you're seeing, like, one of the things I love about watching Detroit is not only offensively are they a very physical, offensive, like, run-dominant team, but defensively they play very aggressive. They play man coverage all up and down the field. They get in your face. They force pressure. And, you know, I think whether you're going to play two high or one high, you have to go in and out of making the quarterback make decisions and not being predictable. If you just sit there and you're very predictable, and you're, especially if you're soft and you have a good quarterback, he's going to annihilate you.
Hey, Chris, great call and really interesting question. Give me an answer here, Chris. What's an American classic?
An American classic, the American Pie movies.
The American Pie. I think the American Pie song is more. I think the actual American
Pie. The actual
Pie.
American Pie was the answer there. Yeah.
I think that's the third best American Pie for at least the purpose of classic. But fair enough. 215-592-9494.
By the way, those of you who want to actually see Jason today instead of just listening to him, you can tune into the WIP YouTube channel today. We are live streaming the show today.
There you go. Hey, Jason. So that caller was excited, you know, hopping on, hearing that you're here. And okay.
Yeah.
So I know in the last couple of days you were out west. Monday Night Football's out in L.A. And I saw how you'd popped into that L.A. bar.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, and of course, if you don't know what I'm talking about, everyone listening here, you know, Jason walks into a bar, tons of Eagles fans, they all go wild. So I got to imagine that's a thrill for you to bring joy like that to people. Like every once in a while you see a president will walk into an ice cream shop and people go wild, right? So when you get to bring joy like that to people, what's that like? Just your presence. And I saw this from Doc.
Yeah.
I've been around Brian enough to see when he walks in a room, I don't know if I've ever been in a room with him where it's a surprise for people, but I've seen the way they react to him.
Right.
And I see that with you. Like, that's got to be a joy for you to bring joy to others like that.
Yeah. I mean, of course it is. And, you know, especially, you know, when it's kids and, you know, people that have been fans their whole life and you can see it in their face, how excited they are and how much they love the sport and the Eagles, it means a whole lot. And, you know, I think, you know, there's times where it's obviously overwhelming. I think that
sure.
is undoubtedly true. But when you know, you get to go to LA and a lot of these fans live out there, they don't get to interact with the team as much. And I've always thought it'd be interesting to go to these like expat bars, like, you know, these, you know, Eagles centric bars that are outside of Philadelphia, just poke my head in. So it was fun. I got to two of them. I think the one that really hit social hard was the Garage Motor Club, I think was the name of that bar.
That place went wild.
Yeah.
That would look like a party, man.
The first place was wild, too. Britannia. I got behind the bar, was pouring some drinks. And
this show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Having fun and
nice.
You know, luckily it was a very fun, everybody was in a good mood that Sunday. Yeah. So, and we were partying.
John, you know what stage Jason has not reached yet, though, is the Darren Dalton stage where, because I've seen this, you know, when Dutch was alive, being around him, where I would see women come up to him. And I saw one woman one time, the eyeballs rolled back in the head upon meeting Dutch. Like, because Dutch had that effect.
She fainted?
She didn't faint, but I saw the eyes.
What does that mean?
It means she
lost consciousness?
No, she was enamored. See, here's the thing. Dutch could have been sexiest man alive kind of guy. People magazine this week just said John Krasinski.
So you're saying Jason is sexy?
I was up for it last year.
Is that the takeaway?
All right, so Jason, why guys like you and me, the good looking guys like you and me, Jason, why do we never get consideration?
He was considered.
I was considered last year. I was a finalist.
Well, they gave you a thumbs down.
Were you a finalist?
They didn't give him a thumbs down. He was a finalist.
He's one of the 10 sexiest men in America, according to that.
Yeah, but I didn't lose it.
You're one of the, 350 million or whatever.
Why do you keep lumping yourself in, Joe?
They didn't consider me.
Why would they?
All right, let's go through the list. Here we go. Last couple years. Here's what we got. 2015, Beckham. So this is just this week.
That's a pretty good one.
All right. 2016, The Rock. I will admit, The Rock, more muscles than me.
He's hunky, man.
Barely.
Okay.
17, you could get there, though.
Blake.
No.
All right, Blake Shelton. Rhea, we're going to need a woman's perspective. Okay. Who's number one from this list?
All right.
2018. This is the last 10 years. 2018, Idris Elba.
Oh, Idris. Right? No. Yeah, I'm a big
Stringer.
Fan.
Yep. Yeah.
Stringer.
2019, John Legend. 2020, Michael B. Jordan. Mm-hmm. 2021, Paul Rudd. 2022, Chris Evans. 2023, Patrick Dempsey. And then this week announced by People Magazine, Sexiest Man Alive. And I question this.
You always do.
Because Seltzer's on the earth. So how can it be John?
That's correct. You're
how
right
can
about
it be
that.
John
well
Krasinski? Rhea, who's the best of the bunch?
Wait, who did you say like two before
Patrick
Idris?
Dempsey.
No, two before Idris.
Chris Evans, Paul Rudd, Michael B. Jordan.
Before.
Idris.
It was you had Beckham, then
Beckham,
had,
The Rock.
The Rock.
Blake Shelton.
Yeah. See, I've met The Rock, and I'm not sure if I've ever seen anybody more impressive, like in person in terms of the smile, the face, the beautiful skin, the body. I'm going with The Rock.
Okay. I couldn't believe how big his head was when I met him. And I'm not speaking negatively about having a big head. I have a gigantic head myself.
It's a bigger brain.
He's got...
yes, that's how it works.
Yeah. He's a larger human. Like, he is much... He's sized up. Just like I told you... Reese Witherspoon, when we were in college, she was sized down. She was like a human being, but 25% smaller in every way. Same with The Rock.
Yes.
He's sized up by 25%, and that includes the head, the face. His face and head, It's massive, but it's also very attractive, and it, you know, says interesting things.
There you go, sure.
You know, so he's really good.
What does it say to you, John?
Like a human being, but size 25% down.
So, Jason, what was it like to be a finalist last year? That had to be pretty cool.
I don't know. I feel like I benefited greatly from that, like this body positivity movement, and like.
Your chunky commercials are amazing.
Diversify this group a bit. How can we get away from like all of these model-looking men?
Let's get a husky guy thrown in there. Jason Kelce is the one.
We're not casting judgment on who's attractive.
That is so good, man. Let's talk to Ed. Wow. He's calling from Phoenixville on a game day. What's up, Ed?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Jason.
Morning.
I think the garage beers would be perfect for like a weeknight game where you want to have more than one, but you don't want to go like too crazy.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Oh yeah,
that's a there. It's going to be a more than one kind of game. But so I was thinking about the how to cover, how to scheme up against Jaden Daniels, a player who's so smart, so talented, reads defenses. My initial thought was to just load up the box, do a man, sort of a man-free look, cover one, because really the only guy you have to worry about beating you deep is McLaurin. But he'll recognize that and adjust to it. I'm thinking you're going to have to show, like, different looks pre-snap and then shift into something else post-snap, confuse him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But
they'll do all sorts of stuff. He's a rookie who has not seen anywhere close to everything that's out there. But he has seen a lot, and I don't know how much they can program into his virtual reality thing. Jason, do you know much about the VR?
I don't. I find it very fascinating. I'm interested in finding out more about that stuff.
Yeah.
We used to do this thing with Chip, called them like Axon boards, and you would go up to it, and it would flash a defense, and you had to say what the coverage was, if it was like a blitz.
Wow.
It was kind of like multiple choice,
it would give
though.
You a, like,
so
a,
it was kind of like messed up. And then you found out that the pictures were always the same. Like, it was the cutting edge of this, like, kind of movement that I think had a ton of potential, but it really wasn't, in my opinion, that applicable yet.
Uh-huh.
Where they were using generic, like, random people in jerseys that were giving generic looks. And I was like, man, if they could ever do this with game film and like tie this in from like that kind of perspective so that it's specific to different players and defenses and coordinators,
it would
be very beneficial.
It
so
sounds
I don't
know like
if they're doing that. But
Yeah. It's like walking through without having to even leave your room.
Yeah, you're getting tons and tons more reps. And that's really what it comes down to. And, I mean, listen, he's operating at a high level and seeing the game better than, I think, you know, darn near any rookie quarterback has. So, clearly it's making a difference.
Hey, Ed, give me a great answer here for an American classic.
How about the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show?
Oh, that is. That appearance. Beatles and Ed Sullivan's a good again, I don't know how we're going to vote one against the other today. These are all great answers. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. You can answer this question. Matter of fact, two different questions. Both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, who wins tonight? A, the Eagles, B, Washington. Second poll question, who's a better player? Is it Jalen Hurts or Jaden Daniels? Notice the word is. We're not asking who was. I think 2 years ago, clearly Jalen Hurts was. We're not asking who will be in 5 years. We're asking right now, tonight, who's a better player? Is it Hurts? Is it Daniels? Obviously, we'll know more tomorrow. My instincts right now is that it's Jaden Daniels, but I think the Eagles have a better team. And that's why I think the Eagles will win tonight's game. And again, I said this earlier, I'll say it again. To me, this is a big lean on Saquon night. I don't often say that because I try to be careful about the utilization of Saquon and trying to get to mid-February and not having him have 450 touches in a season. But I have absolutely no problem, John. If he has 25 or 30 touches tonight, sign me up for that. Because this game
is made to do, Joe.
So this game is so big. So, you know, for those that don't know, if the Eagles win tonight, 2.5 game lead in the division.
Yeah.
Because you'll be a game and a half up, and you'll hold the tiebreaker at that moment.
And you'll have a game in hand, too, because Washington still has their bye coming up.
Well, okay.
Well, if that matters, that means that you can win an extra game. You get an extra week of football.
Yeah, but it's another way to say you're 2.5 off. I get you. I mean, that's kind of what the half represented, but I get your point.
But the point is, your destiny's in your own hands in that situation. Yeah. You win, you get the game.
So let's listen to Sirianni.
Rather it that way than waiting on Washington to see if they win or lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.